This is Wanda McKnight Brock. I'm so excited that you joined my podcast, Fill Your Tank. While you're filling your gas tank for the week, take a few minutes to join me and fill your own personal tank as well. I call myself the imperfect but still successful sales representative. If you can relate to the daily struggles of trying to keep it all together and searching for that perfect balance between family, faith, and career, then Fill Your Tank is the perfect place for you. This week's episode is titled, Responding to the Angry Customer. Handling an angry customer is definitely a challenging part of the job. You should expect to encounter at least a few angry customers at some point in your career. Today, there are a lot of angry people in the world, so it would not be surprising to encounter some at work as well. We hear about situations of angry people losing control almost every day. So how do you prepare for this situation in your job as a sales representative? Two things, good communication and remaining calm, are two of the best tools you can use when you've got an angry client. When you're involved with someone who's having an emotional eruption, and then you add your escalated emotions to that, it just moves the whole situation to a negative place. Contrary to that, if you find yourself the object of a client's anger and you're able to stay calm and continue to remain respectful as it goes on in the conversation, you will begin to see the tone turn around. I call it talking them off the ledge. How do you talk them off the ledge? Don't focus on the anger. Don't focus on how it makes you feel, and don't let your emotions take over the conversation. Rather, focus on what the problem is. Focus on how you can assist or even encourage that person. And focus on the bigger picture. They may tell you the problem is one thing, but it is always more, because we don't live in a bubble. There are other factors impacting their reaction. So be sensitive to other things that are probably going on in their world. They may be going through a health issue, a relationship issue, or it could be multiple things. I'm not saying that this is an acceptable way for them to behave, but I am saying that sometimes you have to allow people a little bit of grace. You might ask them before you depart, you might say something like, "Now that I know what actions I need to take to resolve this, I just wanted to take a second and ask you, how is everything around here? Are you okay?" Use discernment. There is a difference between a frustrated customer and an angry customer. There's a difference in an upset or an unhappy customer and an angry customer. But a frustrated, upset, or unhappy client can become an angry client if the situation is not handled correctly. Determining if your customer is actually angry is best assessed in a live conversation. Often a text or an email, it can come across as angry when it wasn't even intended that way. Let's talk about some common reasons your customer might be angry. 1. Supply. The product did not arrive at the expected time, or the service did not get completed at the expected time. 2. Quality. The product did not perform as it was expected, or the service was not completed to their satisfaction. 3. Might be pricing. The price was not what they expected. 4. An inadequate response time. They feel you or your company are not giving them adequate attention or responding in an expected time frame. 5. Inadequate or incorrect information. Either they were given the wrong information or it just wasn't enough. There is one more reason worth mentioning that happens. Number 6 is You just showed up at the wrong time. There's a lot of stressful things that don't really involve you going on, or your company is a small piece of a much larger problem, but you're here, so you may get an earful. Basically, it was just kind of bad timing. Often, it is a combination of stressful situations that they're dealing with all at once, and the overload has just caused them to lose control. Hopefully, that doesn't happen very often. Bottom line, if any of these issues has made your client look inadequate to their supervisor or their leadership, that is when the tension gets really high. Typically, anger rolls downhill, and you, as the sales rep, are often sitting at the bottom of the hill. What should you do? Well, your job as a sales representative is to hear the complaint, assess the situation, determine if you can make it better by something you can say or do. If so, act on it, follow up, communicate back to the client, and that's all there is to it. Sounds easy. Well, there's really a lot of steps involved before you get to that resolution. If it was all up to you, it would be easier. But typically, you're negotiating not only with the customer, but with your company on what actions they're able or willing to do to resolve it. Let's talk about your responses specifically to the customer. The first response is to listen. Listen with an open mind. Sometimes we just want to jump right in with responses when what we really need to do is to just listen. It's fine to take notes as they describe what's happened and why they're so aggravated. Try to understand not only why the customer's angry, but objectively, is it a valid complaint? The second response is to ask questions. What are the details? What exactly makes this a bigger issue than normal? Uncover why this is causing the client so much stress. Don't be afraid to ask the questions you need to uncover those details. Often people want to be heard, and they want to make sure that you understand why it's a big deal from their perspective. So they're pretty open with that information. I always found it easier to put myself in the customer's seat, and that would help me to respond in a way that's more helpful. I may not be able to solve the problem, but understanding their situation allows me to provide them with better information that they can act on. An example might be that you have a customer who's unhappy because a promised product did not deliver, and they seem unusually upset by this. What's your response? You could say, "I'm sorry for the delay. I'll just check and see when it will arrive," and hang up and move on. But maybe you state, "I sense some urgency in your voice. Tell me exactly what's going on with this product." And their response might tell you more, that maybe they've tried several avenues, they have tried to borrow it, they've tried to find a substitute, they have a critical patient, their boss has been called numerous times about it, and they have no other options. Now you have the full picture. So your actions are probably going to be a little different than if you hadn't have known those details. The details matter, whether you're selling pharmaceuticals or software, medical supplies, food products, or real estate. Response number 3 would be, apologize and take responsibility for any fault where you or your company fell short of expectations. Show empathy and let them know that you care about the issues that they're experiencing. Number 4. Tell them what action you will be taking and when they can expect to hear something back from you. Your response might be, "Let me reach out to some people and see if there is anything I can do to correct this situation. I'll be back in touch with you by tomorrow morning." You may not answer by tomorrow morning, But you can reach back out to them tomorrow morning and say, here's the action I've completed so far. Here's what I'm waiting on. And here's when I'll be back in touch with you again. Over-communicating is really appreciated when a customer is angry. Respond back to the customer, preferably by phone or in person. But if you get a voicemail, then also follow up by email and continue to follow up until the whole situation is resolved. Response number 5, offer possible suggestions to resolve the issue. Ask the customer what would help. Do not overpromise before you get the company's approval on something, because you might not be able to deliver on that. You're simply searching for some common ground. So what you think might be a perfect resolution may not even work for the customer. That's why it's good to bounce it off of them. Response number 6, provide actionable information. Provide information that will help that customer to make a better choice and know how to proceed. Is there anything I can do to change the situation or improve the situation is the question that you need to ask yourself. And sometimes you have to think outside the box. Is there any information that you can provide or explain that would improve the customer's experience is another question to ask yourself. Giving explanations sometimes will help the customer to be more appreciative of what efforts are being made, even if they are not completely resolving their problem. At least they know efforts are being made in their behalf, but they may not need all of the gory details. They need to know that things are moving in the right direction. They certainly usually appreciate that. When to call it quits. There are certain situations where it is best to just leave. My rule of thumb was, sometimes an angry customer may raise their voice. They may be extremely upset, or they may be brutally honest. But if that customer remained respectful, I would continue to listen to their grievances and continue to work with them. There is a chance that you might encounter a client who crosses the line with their anger, despite your best efforts to keep everybody calm. So do you know how to respond in that situation? If the conversation is getting out of control, possibly the language is way out of line, or the customer is actually resorting to throwing things, then it's probably time to leave. Come back another day. And yes, I have experienced both of those situations. If this is a repeat client in a designated territory, you're going to have to learn how to deal with that person and this situation. So before you leave, you might let them know that you'll be back, but the conversation's just not going anywhere positive, so it's best to just end it. I have heard of one occasion where a sales representative, after making numerous attempts to work through a situation, decided that their only option was to report that customer to an HR department. Obviously, that is rather extreme. And of course, anytime you're interacting with an angry person at work or otherwise, and you get the sense that things are going to get physical or your safety's at risk, you need to get out of there. I know that sounds crazy, but there are a lot of crazy things happening in the world today. Let's talk also about your attitude towards customers that are difficult or frustrated or angry. I honestly enjoyed resolving problems that seemed unsolvable. It was kind of like a challenge. I enjoyed digging into what the issues were, trying to find some out-of-the-box resolution. I liked the back-and-forth discussions between my company and the customer until a workable answer was found. And I didn't always take, we can't do that as an answer. I was excited when we were finally able to settle on some win-win. And I even learned to appreciate these angry customers. It was interesting to see if I was going to be able to like win them over. And I don't mean win the argument. I mean, if it could be that I could be an encouragement to them or become someone they would look to for information and honesty. And I found that satisfying. Sometimes a rude client was just plain unhappy with their own life, and they could have been under some big burden that they were struggling with. You may be thinking that they don't like you when it has nothing to do with you at all. It's just the stress in their own life that's making them very miserable. And that is why I talk about praying for your customers in a previous episode, Searching for the Secret Sauce. You never know what heavy burden somebody might be going through. I never viewed my upset, frustrated, angry customers as an inconvenience. I viewed them all as an opportunity. I mean, 98% of these people are just trying to do their jobs. And I tried to help them do that. Sometimes the problems or the back orders, the price discrepancies, they allow you to solidify your relationship with that customer. It can become a building block for earning their trust. And when you view it that way, the problems just become opportunities. Opportunity to help someone, an opportunity to know them better, an opportunity to earn their trust, an opportunity to build a better business partner, an opportunity to do your job better, an opportunity to become a better sales rep as you learn to navigate the tough situations, an opportunity to spread a little joy, and an opportunity for God to use you. Do you cringe every time you get a call from a customer thinking, oh no, what is it now? If so, try changing that. For the next 30 days, every time you get a call from a customer, look at it as, I wonder what type of opportunity this is going to be. I can't even count the number of times that a customer has called me about a problem and I ended up finding out about some sales opportunity. I know these are tough times and we're seeing a lot of angry people around. And that should make us even more committed to praying. A great habit when you walk out of those difficult meetings or phone calls is just to pray for that client and go, God, I do not know what kind of stress this person is under or what kind of struggle they're dealing with, but I just pray that you would bring them some peace and some calm to this situation. And I think that's, it's just very helpful to getting through it and to trying to be empathetic towards the customer as well. And now I want to pray for all of you on the call. Dear God, we appreciate all the blessings in our life. We recognize that we are fortunate to live in this country. We're fortunate to have our jobs and our families around us. And we also realize that not everyone has the blessings that we've been given. And when we engage with angry, frustrated, or upset people, give us the ability to remain calm. Know what struggles they might be going through. So help us to see them as you do. Give us empathy for whatever burdens they happen to be carrying and bring calmness into these situations. Use us as a tool of encouragement when speaking with them. Provide us wisdom and guide us as we attempt to resolve these problems or misunderstandings. Give us patience when speaking with these clients, with coworkers, and our own family members. Don't let the stress of the day seep over into our family time. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, ladies, for joining me today. This is Wanda McKnight Brock, and I am always happy and humbled that you chose to listen in. Be sure to join me for next week's episode of Fill Your Tank. You don't want to miss it. Fill Your Tank is going to be your new best.